And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's October the 7th, 2011. It's the birthday of William Zinsser, born New York City, 1922, journalist, author, teacher of writing, written about travel and jazz and baseball. And best known work is probably On Writing Well, in which he advocates for a clean, spare style. Clutter is the disease of American writing, he wrote. We are a society strangling in unnecessary words, circular constructions, pompous frills, and meaningless jargon. It's the birthday of Thomas Keneally, born in Sydney, Australia, 1935, decided to become a priest, studied for 7 years, eventually decided he wasn't cut out for it and left the seminary before his ordination. Written 10 books of nonfiction, many novels, best known as the author of Schindler's Ark, 1982, the book on which the movie Schindler's List was based. The story of an opportunistic, alcoholic, womanizing German businessman, Oskar Schindler, who rescued hundreds of Jews from the concentration camps. Keneally said, "Stories of fallen people who stand out against the conditions that their betters succumb to are always fascinating. It was one of those times in history when saints are no good to you and only scoundrels who are pragmatic can save souls." It's the birthday of the poet and essayist Diane Ackerman, born 1948, Waukegan, Illinois, best known for her book A Natural History of the Senses, her most recent book, a memoir, 100 Words for Love, about her husband, the novelist and poet Paul West, who suffered a stroke that resulted in global aphasia and inability to process language, a memoir of the stroke and of his journey back to language. Here's a poem for today by Barbara Hamby, Mambo Cadillac. Drive me to the edge in your Mambo Cadillac, turn left at the graveyard and gas that baby, the black night ringing with its holy roller scream. I'll clock you on the highway at 3 a.m., brother, amen. Smack the road as hard as we can, because I'm going to crack the world in two, make a hoodoo soup with chicken necks, a gumbo with a plutonium roux, a little snack before the dirt and jalapeno stew that will shuck the skin right off your slinky hips. Mister, I'm not stuck in a middle-class prison with someone I hate, sack of blues. Put on your high-wire shoes, Mr. Wright, and stick with me. I'm going nowhere fast. The burlesque queen of this dim scene. I want to feel the wind, the Glock in my mouth, going south, down by the riverside, shock of the view. Take me to Shingle's Fried Chicken Shack and your Mambo Cadillac. I was gone, but I'm back for good this time. I've taken a shine to daylight. Crank up that radio, baby. Put on some dance music and shake your moneymaker doll. Rev it up to Mach 2. I'm talking to you, Mr. Magoo. Sit up and check out that blonde with a leopard print tattoo. Oh, she'll lick the sugar right off your donut and bill you, too. Speak French while she do the do. Parlez-vous français? So, pick me up tonight at 10 in your Mambo Cadillac. Chile, Argentina, Peru. Take some time off work. We're going to be gone a lot longer than a week or two. Is this D-Day or Waterloo? White or black, it's up to you. We'll be in Mexico tonight. Pack a razor, pack some glue. Things fall apart off the track. And that's where we'll be, baby, in our Mambo Cadillac. Because you're looking for love, but I'm looking for a wreck. Poem by Barbara Hamby, Mambo Cadillac, from All Night Lingo Tango, published by University of Pittsburgh Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Endowment for the Arts in Poetry Out Loud, a national poetry recitation contest for high school students. More information at poetryfoundation.org. Written by Holly Vanderhaar. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.